Behind the headlines. Who controls the story? Two headlines, one event. Why do readers walk away with two completely different impressions? Two newspapers cover the same protest. One headline reads, "Thousands demand change." The other reads, "City disrupted by protesters." Same event, same day, completely different feeling. Neither headline is false. What separates them is something quieter, and in many ways, more powerful. Framing. Framing is the way a story is shaped by the words, images, and details a writer chooses to include or leave out. None of these choices are neutral, even when every fact reported is true, and small differences quietly shape a reader's perception before the story even begins. Research on online news suggests that headlines using urgent or emotional language earn far more clicks than neutral ones. A single word swap can shift a reader's impression before they read a sentence. Studies on media bias find that readers who see only one framing often struggle to interpret it any other way. Some argue that framing is unavoidable. Every writer, editor, and algorithm makes choices, so complete objectivity was never realistic. Others believe newsrooms should work harder to separate fact from tone, especially as algorithms increasingly decide which headlines we see at all. If two true headlines can create two different realities, whose job is it to help readers see the whole story? The writer? The reader? Or someone else entirely?